Hello everyone, I'm Barbara Eady from BarbaraEady.com, and today I'm speaking with Janet Bray Atwood, a visionary and transformational leader who travels the globe helping others discover their personal greatness. Janet is the co-author of the New York Times bestseller, The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Life Purpose. She and her business partner, Chris Atwood, have trained over 1,000 passion test facilitators in over 45 countries. Janet has also developed the Passion Test for Kids, a program specifically designed for children and teens to discover their passions, and we'll be talking about that later. A sought-after speaker, Janet has shared the stage with His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Sir Richard Branson, Jack Canfield, Dr. Stephen R. Covey, Reverend Michael Beckwith, and many more. She's also the founding member of the Transformational Leadership Council, established by Jack Canfield. And she was also instrumental in setting up many of the interviews done for the movie phenomenon, The Secret. For her ongoing work with homeless women and youth in lockdown detention centers, Janet received the highest award for volunteer service in the U.S., the President's Volunteer Service Award from the President of the United States. Janet is a living example of how to live a passionate life. Thanks, Janet. I'm so glad to have you here.
Oh, thanks, Barb. It's wonderful to be with you. Sweet. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, today, as I mentioned, we want to talk about the Passion Test for Kids, which I know is a special program you've developed. But before we do that, can you tell us about the original Passion Test and what that is?
Sure. It's the only test you will never fail. That's the first buzzword. And it's the number one tool right now being used all over the world to help people get clear on the things that matter most to them. In other words, their passions. And in the passion test, what we have people do is think about the different areas of their life that are important to them: health, education, career, spirituality, fun, relationships, and so on and so forth. And we have them start with a sentence: when my life is ideal, I am. And then thinking of all these areas that I spoke of, you know, what would be the do-all and be-all? What would really light your fire? What would be something in these areas that if you were doing it, it would just make your world? And we have people write those things down. So I'll give you some examples of passions, which would be, when my life is ideal, I am traveling, working, playing with my soulmate. When my life is ideal, I am present in the moment and loving what is. When my life is ideal, I have fun with everything I do. When my life is ideal, I have time freedom. When my life is ideal, I am living an audacious, authentic life. So these are just a few, you know, of some, you know, examples of some passions that people could write down. And in the passion test, we have people make a list of, you know, 10, 15, 20 passions, and then through this elimination process, have them come up with what they consider to be their top five passions. And in the passion test, we say, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life, and only to the extent that you're clear, that clarity is power. And so by getting clear on what it is that you choose to create in your life, you're able to be what we call a passionate magnet. And you're able to really be an expert passionate magnet by using our secret to living a passionate life, which is whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, choose in favor of your passion. And so once people get clear on what their passions are, they take the passion test, they come up with their top five passions, then they start becoming an expert in choosing in favor of those things. And what that always equals out to, a person who's living a really passionate, great life.
Right. So once they've found their passions, again, they can live a more passionate life. What would you say, Janet, to people who say they don't have time to follow their passion, or, you know, they don't have the money to follow their passions and they're just trying to get by? What would you say to those people?
Well, for I mean, there are two different questions. If someone says, I don't have the money, then you absolutely want to take the time. And if you don't have the time, if you don't have the
Okay.
time, then you absolutely want to take the time, because what that means is that you don't have time for you. And, so let's start with the first question. If someone says, I don't have enough money in my life, so it's ridiculous for me to even think about living my passions, and I get this a lot, Barb. I mean, I travel all over the world. I don't even need a house to live in. I'm so busy going out and giving the passion test to people. And what I say is that, when what my experience is that when people get clear on what they're passionate about, and everyone, by the way, is not born to be a millionaire or a billionaire or a trillionaire. But what I've noticed, and it's really a notice, is that when people get clear on what they're passionate about, and then they really start to live and move and groove in the direction of choosing in favor of their passions, then what they do have is enough. They have enough. And what's better than enough? I mean, think about it. If you had enough and what you needed, and you're living your passions full out, what a cool world. I mean, really, what a cool, great experience is that? And for people who say, I don't have the time to do that, I'm too busy working and I'm too busy paying my bills, then I say, well, are you happy? Because what's the point if you're doing all that and you're miserable? And I'll tell you, there's a Harris Poll survey that found that 4 out of 5 working Americans wake up every morning not happy, not fulfilled, and not passionate about what they do. And you see, your passions are like pipelines to your soul. And your passions, what we say in the passion test book is your passions are the breadcrumbs that lead you onto the path of your destiny. So when you start to allow yourself to say yes to what you care most about and choose in favor of your passions, then what starts to happen is the people, the places, or things start to magically show up. And it shows up because, here's the thing, it's not personal. Living a passionate life is not personal at all. My belief is that each and every one of us are part and parcel of what science calls the unified field. And we each have a role to play in this beautiful field. And it's our birthright, and it's our responsibility to really get in touch with, why am I here? What is it that I'm here to give and to be and to do and to have? What is it so that we can share our gifts with the world? And
Right.
I'll tell you, truly, the road to happiness is based on giving, but in order to give, one must first have. And that's why it's so important for everyone to stop and step out of their busy lives and get really clear on what is it that you choose to create in your life so that you can share your gifts with the world. And when you share your gifts with the world, when you really are full, there's this beautiful saying in the Vedas, from abundance comes abundance and abundance remains. When you really get clear on what it is you care most about, then and you share those things, it's in the sharing that is, you're giving your gifts. It's in giving that makes you truly a happy person. And what
Right.
else is there to aspire to than to be able to be happy? That's the greatest gift any of us can give to one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Happy people create a happier world. And how then, Jen, so that's great. Thank you. That was a beautiful explanation. How then can we apply this to kids, or what inspired you to create a passion test specifically for kids and teens?
Well, I inspired me, and I inspired me from not from being in my 40s and finally figuring it out and realizing, wow, this is not necessary. Everybody doesn't have to wait until, they're frantic and wondering if they've totally screwed up their whole life. I mean, it really, and that's really the truth. It's time for, I realized that anyone could take this test. It's not rocket science. It's just getting clear. And I was actually at a seminar in Los Angeles, California. Was I in Los Angeles? Yeah. Or no, I was in San Francisco. And I had given the passion test to a bunch of people, and there was this one little girl that I remember looking in the front row. There was this beautiful little girl, and she was just eating it up. She was about 8 years old. And the next day, the conference where I was giving this the passion test was the next day was a day where all of us from the conference went and gave Thanksgiving meals out to the homeless in San Francisco. And there was this there standing in line right next to me was the same little girl that was sitting in the front row. We were waiting to get our bags to go into these different places and give them to the homeless for Thanksgiving. And there was this same little girl. And I looked at her, and she's standing right in front of me. And I said, "Weren't you in my seminar yesterday?" And she goes, "Yep." And I said, "Did you like it?" She goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Was it fun for you?" And she goes, "Uh-huh." And I said, I said, "What are your passions?" And she said, "To live in the light and to spend more time, quality time with my family." And I said, "How old are you?" I think she was, I'm not sure if she's 8 or 9. And she said, you know, one of the two, 8 or 9, I forget exactly how old. And I said, "What's your name?" She goes, "Morgan." And I said, "Do you think you could do what I was doing on stage?" She goes, "Yep." And I said, "Would it be fun for you?" And she goes, "Yeah." And that's what inspired me right there, Barb.
Wow, that's a beautiful story.
Well, and it even gets better. Guess who she is guess who's her aunt?
I don't know. Tell me, Janet.
The director of the Passion Test Programs, Karen Lubin.
Karen
is sitting in the front row along with her brother, her husband Randy, and Randy's sister, and her and Randy's sister's husband. They were all sitting in the front row along with Morgan, and all five of them became certified passion test facilitators. And Morgan became my first kid facilitator, and it was Morgan who inspired me. From asking her those really just basic questions, you know, was it fun? Could you do it? Would it be fun for you? That inspired me to create a program called the Passion Test for Kids and Teens. And it was actually co-created. The whole program that we now teach was also co-created by Bobby DePorta of Quantum Learning and Super Camps. Super Camps are known all over the world. And what we created was this powerful decision-making tool that boys and girls between the ages of 8 to 18 can use for the rest of their lives to reveal and connect to their passions. It's different than, it's done differently, especially the one for the kids, than the adults. And it's really interactive. It's really easy to administer. And what it does is it helps these little kids uncover their passions and what's most important to them and how to communicate those things clearly and peacefully. And it's such a brilliant system that can improve self-esteem and confidence in the participants and in the children by taking an interest in showing them, you know, that we care about their true interests. I mean, it's really a brilliant program. And so Morgan was the first of many. And I'll tell you, I'm so inspired every time we give a passion test for kids and teens program, because, you know, I think back and I go, wow, if I had had this really great tool to help me get clear on what I chose to create in my life, only I did it at, and I started at 8 years old. That's the youngest we do now. And okay. I started at 8. Whoa. You know, no time wasted, that's for sure. And, you know, no time really is ever wasted anyway. You get what you get when you get it. And all that we've been through leads us to the door of this moment right now. But how wonderful is it for kids to really start, you know, being able to have that ability to be so self-empowered, you know, and to really start to think about, you know, if their life was ideal, what would they be doing? Because the universe doesn't play tricks.
Right.
You know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, to be so clear about where their life path can take them at such a young age has to change, you know, alter their whole destiny in a way by knowing what they want from such an early age. Beautiful. So as you said, you know, we didn't all have that opportunity at a young age, and this is amazing for children who do. Do you have a bigger vision for the passion test for kids, Janet?
Here's my bigger vision. I'd like to see the passion test for kids program and teens program be taught in schools all over the world. And the reason why is because, you know, think about it. If someone said it as a joke yesterday that I was with about the passion test. They said, I was on a radio show today with Lisa Gar, and she started laughing. She's got a really popular radio show with Hay House. And she said, it's almost as if, you know, we go to school and then we graduate and then we have to spend the next umpteen years trying to undo the damage that we did, because we weren't clear on why we were there in the first place. And how many of us can say, you know, that really is a true statement. And so the passion test is such a great tool to be able to get everybody in the groove of living a passionate life, to know that they can really align with the things that they really love, and that's where they're going to have the path of least resistance.
Right, knowing from the beginning, as you said, once you're clear on what you want to create, then it's going to show up in your life.
That's right,
and all the people and places and things you need to make that happen. Fantastic. So
go ahead.
Sorry? Oh, I was just going to say, I just wanted to ask you another question, not necessarily related to the passion test for kids, but for other people who have an idea of something they want to create in the world, some kind of change, whether it's a big mission or just something they want to contribute in their community. What advice would you give to them about what they can do to make a difference?
To do it.
To do it. Okay. That's number one, to do it. Great. Are there any sort of important practices that you use, Janet, just to help you do what you do?
It's about loving what you do. See, that love for something, that passion to do something, that's the green light that you're in the zone, that you're where you're supposed to be. You know, the stop sign is, you know, and the kind of like chill is when, you know, you're getting all these feelings in your heart going the wrong way, wrong, wrong, wrong. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. This feels awful. I hate this. You know, we have our own GPS system. And, you know, what most of us do is we run around and ask everybody else whether this works, this would be right, should I do this, instead of getting clear and dropping in. And one way that, you know, if I were to suggest any tools for getting clear and dropping in other than the passion test, I would tell them to learn how to meditate. And I really absolutely am adamant on that. You know, I've been practicing transcendental meditation for over 40 years now. And I'll tell you, it's an incredible tool to help you to get really super clear, because what deep rest gives one, and that's what everybody gets when they learn to meditate and use TM, is a deeper state of rest than the state of rest gained in 8 hours of deep sleep. And therefore, when you come out of a meditation, you are very rested. You're very clear. You see the job, you do the job, and you stay out of the misery. And you're able to really, you know, see all the way through to a plan because you have that level of clarity. It's really all about doing less and accomplishing more. And how do you do less and accomplish more? You do it by having expanding your consciousness, by being able to be clear, by being able to know what it is that you choose to create. And so that's the thing that I would tell everybody. You know, everything starts with clarity, Barb. Everything.
Right.
One of the things that we say in the passion test is, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear, that clarity is power. So the first step is to get clear.
Get clear. get clear, meditate, get to that restful space where it's even more clear, and then take action. As you said, go out and do it. Great. And how can people find out more about the Passion Test for Kids?
Yeah, well, they can go to the Passion Test website, www.thepassiontest.com, and they'll be able to see an area that says the Passion Test for Kids. Hit on that, and you'll be able to find out more about it and contact our master trainers for the Passion Test for Kids and Teens program. And I really want to reiterate that, you know, this is such a great tool for young people to understand what is most important to them right now and to see opportunities everywhere and know how to choose in favor of what is most meaningful and give themselves the message that their interests count and to get to know the interests of their classmates too, that they count too. And, you know, with the Passion Test for Kids and Teens, students see a bigger picture. And they can see how involvement in their education can be a support to their own purpose and fulfillment. So it's such a massively important program. And they're able to use the program as a natural way to demonstrate how to outline and gain an overview of almost anything, any interest that they have. So I really love this because it also, what it does is it fosters not only the student's desire and interest to live a passionate life, but it also fosters the natural and automatic result of living a passionate life, which is friendliness and happiness and a loving nature. And that's what we want to see in our kids.
That's what we want to see in the world.
Yeah, isn't it true?
Wonderful. And also, as you said, you know, by helping them foster that desire to live a passionate life and know what they want, they're already, you're really nurturing the future leaders of the world, you know, people who are going to be able to make a difference because they know what they want, what they love, and how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and can imagine, you know, a world where we honor our gifts, our talents, and create lives based on people truly loving their lives and embodying their gifts. You know, this is our vision, and this is our gift to the world.
Right. Terrific. Great. Well, thank you so much, Janet. Thank you for being here today. It's been an honor to speak with you, and I want to thank you for being such a great example of not just leading a passionate life, but how to really lead true transformation by inspiring others, like you said, to get clear on their big picture and what they can do in this beautiful, unified field that we all live in. And I just want to really thank you for your time. And I also want to say thank you to all of those who will be listening, and thank you for being here, and that I look forward to bringing my community more exciting and insightful content such as this in the coming weeks and months on BarbaraEdie.com, and I look forward to connecting with you again. But thank you so much, Janet, and again, thank you for inspiring us all.
Oh, you're welcome, Barb. Love you.
Okay, love to you too. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.